Morning, Drift Run Church. Good to be with you all again this morning. I hope and pray that you come out this morning wanting to be blessed. I hope and pray this morning that you come out wanting to learn God's Word. We've had some good teaching this morning, but God laid a sermon upon my heart. I'm going to call this my Levi sermon. My grandson, he has a sweatshirt that says the Edison Eagles on it. I'm going to be preaching this morning about a stirred up nest. Is what I want to preach about this morning. And the blessings of a stirred up nest is what it's about. But I got the idea whenever I seen him was talking about the Eagles, and I thought, Lord, there's something in this, and I want you to show me what it is. If you would, turn to Job, the 29th chapter. I'm going to be there, and also Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Mark Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. We're going to start in Job 29:18. Sean did a very good job about teaching this here a few months back, but the Lord keeps drawing me back to this because I feel this is very relevant to our world and to what's going on today. When you get there, please stand in honor of God's Word this morning. Job 29:18. Then I said, I shall die in my nest, and I shall multiply my days as the sand. Let me read that again. Then I said, I shall die in my nest, and I shall multiply my days as the sand. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I want to thank you, Father, for your mercy, for your grace, Lord. I want to thank you for the opportunity that I have to be here this morning. I praise you, Lord, for you are such a good God. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your understanding, for your love that you have for each and every one of us, Lord. We pray, Father, that, Lord, that if you're stirring up our nest here this morning, Lord, that you're trying to draw us to a higher plane. I understand that, Lord. And I pray, Father, that if you're doing that, Lord, that Father, that you could show us this morning, Lord, that you could help us get through this, Lord, and that, Father, that you would lift us up and put us where we need to be. In Jesus' holy and precious name we ask, and amen. You may be seated. Thank you. I don't know if there's any visitors here this morning. I don't know. But I want to tell you this morning, you know, thank God for you being here this morning. And I want you to know that God, we in this church will always be one that will preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we want to uplift. We want to do all, through God's Word, we want to do that all. So I pray that if you're here this morning that you will be uplifted with this. But for the sake of recap, I'm going to go through, I read one verse, but I just want to recap a little bit what Job's trying to tell us here before I get into this, before I get into the rest of the sermon. Job said in verse 2 of 29, he said this, he said, "Oh, that I were in the months past as in the days when God preserved me." What Job was saying was, I wish I could go back to the days before all this trouble started on me. That's what he's trying to say. And he goes on to say also, he says this, he said in verse 6, he said, "When I washed my steps with butter and the rock poured me out rivers of oil." What he was saying, Nancy, was back whenever everything that I did was easy. When the way that I walked was easy, when the steps that I took for the Lord were easy. That's what he's trying to say. Job's going back in his mind, and he's telling Greg, he's saying, listen, back for all these tragedies started on me, I wish I could go back to that time. I wish that I could be there whenever everything was easy and all my steps were easy. I wish I could be there. That's what he's trying to say. Job wishes he could go back. And there's probably some of you in here today that may be saying the same thing. It said how he feels, how he lost everything. And it goes on to say that whenever he was in his prime, it says that. He said, whenever I was in my prime, the favor of God shined on me, is what he said. He said, I was in my prime, and the favor of God shined on me. On his home, on his family. He said he just eased into everything and everything was great, is what he's trying to say. Then I read verse 28:18 to you. He said, then I said, I shall die in my nest. You know what he meant? Man, that life was good. I wanted to stay right there. But God didn't let it happen, did he? We know the story of Job. That's not the way that it happened. That's not the way that it was going to be. Because why? Because God stirred up his nest. And can I tell you something this morning that I want to preach to you about this morning? There may be a chance that God's going to stir up your nest or has already stirred your nest up. Your life may be great. It may be going along just fine. But God may be saying, I want to take you to a higher plane. I want to take you to a higher spiritual walk with me. And to get you there, I might have to stir up your nest. Now let that sink in for a little bit. Let it sink in. I just want to stay here in the rest of my life in this nice, comfy little nest that I'm in. Job was saying, I expected to live a long and happy, healthy life. That's what Job expected. I expected to die at my home with my family by my side. I expected that. Always blessed is what Job was saying. He said, I wanted to stay in that nest. But that didn't happen. And God said, I had other plans. And may I say for you this morning, God may be saying to you this morning that He has other plans for you. He wants to bring you up and lift you up and use you in ways that you have never been used. Not in a nice cozy nest that you're in now. And praise God for those nests. Thank Him for them right now. But I'm saying He may be wanting to draw you higher and closer and get you to where you need to be. Now, a nest is a nice cozy place to be born. Right? It's a nice place to be born. That's why birds and other animals make nests. It's a nice, comfy place. It's safe. It's a secure place for the baby to be born. Now turn with me over to Deuteronomy 32, please. Deuteronomy 32, 11. And this is where I got what I call this the Levi sermon. And it says this, as the eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, and spreadeth abroad her wings, and taketh them, and beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat of the increase of the fields. He made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock. What he said, I want you to notice something right there where I'm talking about that. Listen to me. Do you notice how the nest was stirred up, and then there was a blessing on the other side of where the nest was stirred up? That's what he's trying to say. That's what he's trying to say. God is going to stir up the nest sometimes to get you to where you need to be so He can bless you more. Moses sees this mother eagle up there. This is what he sees. He sees and he begins to write, and you know what that is right there? That is a sermon to the children of Israel, if you read right there in Deuteronomy 32. That's what that is. That's the sermon that Moses is preaching to the children of Israel. He's telling them, God is going to stir up your nest like the eagle stirs up her nest, but listen, if you go with it, if you let Him work in your life, I'm here to tell you, He will bring you on the other side of it and blessings will be there. First off, it's important to understand how the eagle stirreth up the nest and what she does and how she chooses a mate. It's very important because this is important. When an eagle chooses a mate, she didn't come to the first eagle she sees. She may not take the first eagle. It may not be the best looking eagle. It may be, here's what she does. She does a test. And may I say, any young people in here this morning, mind what the eagle does because there needs to be a test out there. What the eagle will do, she'll go down and she'll grab a limb. She'll fly up 1,500 feet. And as she's up there, she'll have this male that she'll be with for a little bit. And she drops this stick. And as she drops that stick, the male looks and he goes down and he grabs that stick. And he grabs it and he brings it back to her. The test isn't over then. She'll go down and she'll get a bigger stick. And as she goes up, she only goes up 1,000 feet. And she drops that stick that's bigger. And that male eagle has to go down and grab that stick and bring it back up to her again. The test still isn't over. She goes down and she grabs as big a log as she can carry. She goes up 500 feet. She barely gets up there, and she drops that log. And as she drops that log, that male eagle knows he has to get that log before it hits the ground. And he runs down. You know, an eagle can fly 200 miles an hour. And as he goes down, he grabs that and everything of his might before that log hits the ground. And if he passes that test, they mate for life. And there's a reason for that, and I'll tell you why here in just a little bit. So this eagle, she'll fly with him a while. And you know, once that's all said and done, then they will mate for life. But when the time is right, they have their young, and they build these huge nests. If you've ever seen an eagle's nest, go to Columbus Zoo if you ever want to see one. I know some of you guys have been in Alaska, you might have seen them, but they are massive. They are built sturdy. But what the mother eagle will do, she lines it with feathers, and she lines it with furs. There's all kind of sticks and twigs in it, but she'll line it. And that baby eagle, that eaglet, will be born into that nest. Whenever it's in that nest, it's there and it's there and it keeps going and going. And finally, till it gets big enough. Mommy and daddy supply all the need for that thing for a while. But when the time comes, what they will do, mommy goes in there and she stirs up the nest. She'll start taking the feathers out. She'll start taking the furs out. And all that's left in there are those sticks. And can I tell you something this morning that God showed me? You know what? You may be in your comfy nest here this morning, but God may be starting to move some feathers. He may be starting to remove some of the fur. And all that's going to be left is those sticks sticking up sometime in your life. I have no idea why. But God is, other than to tell you, believe what God said, all things work for good to them that love the Lord. Here these eaglets are. And I thought about this. They're on their couch, playing their video games, watching their big screen TVs, and one day mom comes home with a look in her eyes. And things start happening. You ever been there? Mom's not happy. Nobody's happy. She comes home. The dishes haven't been done. The clothes haven't been picked up. You know what the father eagle does? The father eagle goes out. And he's out circling. Because he knows he's not staying around this. And the little eaglets there, they're there saying, "Don't leave us, Dad. Don't leave us." But no. To be serious about it, the nest keeps getting stirred up. It just keeps getting stirred up. And finally, there's two gifts, and I want to tell you, that those eaglets haven't used yet. Two gifts that God has given them that they've never used yet. One of them is those talons, those claws that they have, they've never stood on their 2 feet yet to grab a hold of something, to grab a hold of the stick. So as mommy tears all the stuff out of the nest, there they are, they have those two claws, and they learn to stand. Can I tell you something this morning? Praise God. I want to tell everybody in here, for the next generation, you got to learn to take a stand for Jesus Christ and for the Bible. You got to learn to take a stand whenever nobody else will. This generation that I am now, I think we failed somewhere along the way. But I'm here to tell you there's another generation coming after us, and we need to show them as much as we can that they need to take a stand for what is right and what God has for us to take a stand for. We need to take a stand. But those eaglets, they learn to take and stand up on their own 2 feet. Can I tell you something, young ones, young folks? You're going to have to learn to stand on your own 2 feet one of these days. The world's going to come at you. They're going to come at you in all different ways. I'm here to tell you, God may be stirring up your nest right now and telling you, you've got to take a stand. You've got to learn to take a stand. And I'll tell you, He may be doing it to every one of us in here tonight and this morning. We've got to learn to take a stand. I'm here to tell you this morning, those eaglets, as they learn, they learn to grab a hold of those branches that are in that nest and hang on. But that's not the only gift that they got that they haven't used yet. They haven't used the gift of flight yet. So what mommy does, mommy puts them on her back. So they go out of the nest for the first time and they're on mom's back. And as they're flying, they're looking around and saying, man, this is great, mom. This is great. Man, look at all that we can see. And all at once, mom goes, phew. And those eagles drop. But guess who's up above hovering? That same male eagle. And he flies down and he grabs that eagle before it hits the ground. That was the test that was before that. We have a heavenly Father. Can I tell you here this morning? I want you to understand this morning. Listen to me, please. Your nest may be stirred up this morning. Things may be going on in your life that you can't understand. But the God that I serve will not let you crash against the rocks. Will not let you fail. He's like that father eagle up there. He will fly down and he will grab you and bring you back until you can learn to fly. Praise God this morning. Praise God this morning. There is a blessing in a stirred up nest. God can use the gifts that's inside of you. Maybe this morning you're here and you're saying, well, God has been dealing with me to do something. God has been wanting me to do stuff, but I am afraid. Let me tell you something. Do not be afraid. Listen, can I tell you something? Step out. Failure is one of those things. Listen to me. Try to fly instead of slaying around and dying sometimes. Because I tell you, people in their with what's going on in their lives sometimes want to stay in that nest, want to stay there and not move and not let God use them, and they just go on and on and on. And you know what? It never does nobody any good, doesn't do them any good, and they die in those nests without ever, ever doing anything for God that the God wanted them to do. Step out. Whatever it may be, I want to encourage you this morning. As you did, step out this morning. Let God use you. Truth is, at times, what seems so cruel to us sometimes can be the most beneficial in our lives. I know people in here have suffered some great loss. I know that. They'll tell you, they'll testify of it. But if you can learn the lesson, that think God is cruel and God doesn't care, I disagree with that 100%. Because God does care. The truth is, at the times, He wants to get you to a higher spiritual plane. And the only way that He can get you there is to stir up your nest. The only way that He can get you there. He will bust up your nest. He will bust up your earthly nest sometimes. I've seen that happen to people. He will bust them up. Not only just stir them, He will bust them up. Too many Christians today are sitting around with folded wings like this. They don't want no change. They don't want no challenges. They don't want no risk in their lives. May I say to you, you're called to a higher call. Risk is going to be part of it. There's a heavenly calling placed on everybody that's in here this morning that's saved. The moment that you got saved, you had a heavenly calling placed upon your life. There's more to life than cars, houses. Amen? The job. There's more to life than that when you got called to be a Christian. And don't take me wrong. We should thank God for all those things. I do, and you should thank Him for what He has blessed us with. Don't ever think that what your life is all about is those things. Because, brother, your life is not about things. It's serving the one that died for us. You've been called to a higher calling this morning. Amen. Every one of us in here have been done that. 1 Peter 2:21 tells us this. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow His steps. You know what? If Mommy Eagle had never disturbed those nests, those eaglets would have stayed right there. They would have stayed right there. Never. Why would you? You had it all given to you. Why would you? Brother said, God knows what potential is in everybody that's in this church here this morning. He knows the potential that's in you. Because why? Because He put it there. God put the potential in every one of you that's sitting here this morning. Unless your nest gets stirred up, you will never discover what your potential is unless sometimes that nest gets stirred up. Maybe you don't pray like you should. Maybe you don't read the Word like you should. Maybe church and fellowship aren't at the top of your game like it should be. You're saying to yourself, I have all the answers. I'm a self-made man or woman. Maybe you say that to yourself. I don't have to depend on anyone. You don't have to depend on God. You don't have to depend on anybody else around you. You don't have to worry about anything. But can I promise you this? I can promise you this. Life has a way of bringing you to your knees sometimes. And then all those things that you said that, you know what, I can do on my own. I can tell you this. When cancer strikes, you're not going to take care of it on your own. When heartaches and troubles and trials come sometimes, you can't take care of them on your own. I can promise you that life has a way of doing that, and you're going to need God. You're going to need Him. You'll need Him like you've never needed Him before to bring you back to where you need to be and where He wants you to be. Praise God tomorrow. Then you'll find out about the blessing of a stirred up nest or a broken up nest. Because once that happens to you and God brings and stirs it up in your life, and He, like the Bible said, He'll bring you on the other side of it if you're willing to hang on to Him, and He will bless you beyond measure. He'll stir up your nest. He'll make it uncomfortable. Those eagles were never born just to stay there. They were never born just to stay in one place. And that's why I say this all the time. If you haven't grown from this time last year to this time next year, I'm here to tell you there's something wrong. We need to grow spiritually. We need to grow. Brother says you weren't born again just to stay in a nice, comfortable nest somewhere. You weren't born again to stay in a nice, comfortable nest. Jeremiah 12:2. Thou hast planted them, yea, they have taken root, they grow, yea, they do what? They bring forth fruit. We weren't planted, we were put in a nest just not to grow, not to have anything going on in our lives. God may be talking to someone here this morning. It's time to start to bring forth fruit in your Christian walk. It's time. And it's time for you to take flight. It's time for you. Can I tell you this? God, show me this. Do you know that eagles don't flap their wings? You know what they do? They flutter. You know what flaps its wings? A chicken. I tell you what, I'd rather soar like an eagle than I would flap like a chicken. Praise God this morning. Praise the Lord. You know, we try to talk them. We try to slow them. We try to take our kids and we will try to get to teach them lessons in life so that they won't learn like we did, right? We all try to do that with our kids. But can I tell you something this morning? The best lessons in life that I've ever learned, I learned them on my own. Amen? There are times we need to let our kids learn lessons. And you know what will happen? They learn those lessons. And brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what they'll do one of these days, Sean. They'll go back and say, man, that God's right. That thing about God's right. That thing about God's right. The Bible's right. I don't preach. I don't preach that everything's rosy and hunky-dory, do I? Whenever after you get saved, because it's not always going to be that way. Because there are going to be times your nest is going to be stirred up. There are going to be times things are going to happen in your life, and God's trying to call you up higher, and He's wanting to it. And praise God for the blessing of a busted nest. And you'll be thanking Him for it one of these days. I heard somebody say this morning some of the stuff that they went through, and they look back on it now. I think it was Sean saying his team, and they look back on it and say, man, God, where are you? What that back then I didn't understand, but now I look at it and I see it. I tell you this a lot, but you know, whenever my sister died, when I wasn't a Christian at the time, I got saved shortly after, but I couldn't understand it. 11-year-old girl, beautiful 11-year-old girl, and I could not understand it whatsoever. But God used that to get me saved, and I wouldn't be standing here this morning if it wasn't for that. I look back on that. Thank God for a busted nest. Everything was okay in our life back then. Thank God for a busted nest. Because I would not be where I'm at today if it wasn't for that. Folks, God only stirs up their nest to teach him a lesson that only experience will teach them. I could talk to my kids till I was blue in the face, but life's experiences teaches them more than what I could ever teach them. Then they will realize, and when they raise up, there is a God in heaven. Yes, there is. He does care. The word of God is true. It is true. Praise God. And they can learn that there is victory in serving God. There is victory on the other side of the broken nest. And when they realize it, that they can make it on their own. Praise God. Praise God. I tell you, those nests get 6 feet wide. Some of those eagles' nests, I wrote that down. Some of these nests can be 6 feet wide. Can you imagine a nest that big and lined? There's some people that's got some pretty big nests. I'm here to tell you this morning, there's people that's got some pretty comfortable big nests out there. I'm not talking about homes. I'm talking about what they think's going on in their lives. You know, the eagle doesn't bust up the nest completely. It just takes it out to make it uncomfortable. I'm here to tell you, God is hovering. He's hovering up there. I'll say this again. He loves you. He loves you. And yes, you may be going through some things right now that you don't understand. But I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you. He's going to grab you before you hit the rocks. He's going to grab you before you hit the rocks. Praise God this morning. Praise his holy name. I tell you, I am thankful. Thankful that the eagle stirreth up the nest. And I'm thankful that God stirreth up the nests for us to make us what we should be. There are times when mom, you just can't understand. He'll circle for a sign. He's up there waiting for us to give him, to let him come and work in our lives. I'm here to tell you this morning, brothers and sisters, I don't know what's going on, but I do know God didn't give me a sermon for no reason. There's people here this morning that are going through things. I don't know what it is, but I can tell you this, brothers and sisters. Can I tell you something right now? I don't know what's going on, but I know God has told me in my spirit this morning that there are people in here that are going through things that need, that they don't understand, and God is stirring your nest. He said that. He is stirring your nest this morning because he wants to bring you closer to him. He wants you to understand. He wants you to understand he loves you. And I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, I believe that with every bit that I can say this morning. Can I ask you something as they come and get a song this morning? Every head bowed and every eye closed, please. I'm going to ask you something. I want you to raise your hand if things are going on in your life this morning that you don't understand. I'd like for you to raise your hand right now. Just do that for me, please. I see hands going up all over this place. There are things going on in people's lives that you don't understand. I'm here to tell you this morning, God's stirring up your nest for a reason. I'm here to tell you that he's doing that. He's stirring it up. He's getting that comfortable thing out of it so he can use you and bring you closer and draw you closer and lift you up. I'm here to tell you he's doing that. He is doing that. And can I tell you something else this morning? He does love you. We're going to have a song here in a little bit. If anybody feels like coming up this way this morning and praying, I want you to do it this morning because I feel that's that important. I feel it's that important this morning. All right, so get a song. Let's stand.